Hello everyone, my name is Luan, and today we're going to continue journeying through the book of Matthew's, and I'm going to speak through Matthew 20 with us. So just a disclaimer, I don't think I know more than what you do, and I think this is really a place where I'm going to share some ideas, some thoughts that stood out for me, and maybe some other stuff is standing out for you in this chapter. But let's go through this and really see what the Holy Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what he wants to. So Matthew 20 is divided up in four broad ideas, the sections. The first section is where Jesus tells the parable of the laborers in the vineyards, and second section is where Jesus predicts his death. The third section is where the mother of the sons of Zebedee, I think it's James and John, where she requests that her son sits at the right and the left hand side of Jesus when they enter the kingdom. Amazing request. And the fourth section is where Jesus comes and he heals two blind men. And today I want to focus on the first section and the last. So, yeah, I think the parables that Jesus spoke about, especially when it comes to the kingdom of God, is amazing. It's just something totally different. It has always that twist, that climax in that shows that the kingdom of God is an upside down kingdom. It works totally different than what we are brought up in. That works totally different than the world that we live in, and this parable is nothing different. So I'm just going to go through this parable. There was a landowner, and he was looking for laborers. So he went to the marketplace, and there's an area where the laborers would wait for landowners to hire them for the day. And he got a couple of workers for the day at 6 a.m. in the morning. So the work day was from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. divided into four there are 3-hour increments, and at 6 a.m. he hired a couple of workers, and he arranged with them that he would pay them 1 denarius, which was a decent amount of pay for a day's work. And these guys started working, and they worked the whole day. At 9 a.m. in the morning, he went to the marketplace again and hired more workers, and they started working from 9 a.m. At 5 p.m., so this is 1 hour before. 1 hour before the working day is finished, he went to the marketplace again, and he hired even more workers. And he said to them, "I will pay you that which is right." And they trusted him, and they started working for that last hour in his vineyard. And the twist in this parable is that at the end of the day, the laborers who started working at 6 a.m. received the same wage, 1 denarius, from the landowner as what the other two groups of laborers received as well, despite of the time that they worked. And yeah, this is something in God's kingdom. It's one of those things which is just totally different. It works totally different in our world. And when I read through this, there was it felt like two groups of people was just popping up. And the first group is really those who've been laboring in the kingdom of God for very long, who's been doing the hard work, who's been working in the sun and doing really hard labor. When I think the thing that's interesting about this group of people is they compared to the first group of laborers who were hired at 6 a.m. in the morning. And they were so almost, they felt such resentment because they received the same wage as the other laborers, and almost felt like they deserved more. And in the almost because they were working harder, because they were working longer, they felt entitled, in almost in that self-righteousness, entitled that they should get more. It makes me think of this image of a clerk started working at a company, and throughout the 15 years he's worked himself up to being an executive, and it's just typically that idea of working harder, doing more, working longer hours gets you a higher salary until you're up at the top, and then you just get everything that you want. And maybe, well, that just challenged me, is that I receive eternal life. Even doesn't matter how long I serve God, and that reward is amazing. I realize that I don't want to become self-righteous and think that I deserve more than the reward of eternal life. That's the reward that God gives, and that's amazing. The second group of people was what I thought of was those that the landowner gave 1 denarius of pay, even though they've just worked for 1 hour. And that's just an amazing thought, and an amazing, almost a sign of God's mercy, His grace, His abundance of provision. And He shows that it's never too late to turn to Jesus, because the reward stays the same. The reward is eternal life, and that's an amazing thought. It's never too late to turn to Jesus. And I think it doesn't matter how hard you worked, it doesn't matter how many things you've done, the reward is eternal life. It's Jesus, it's knowing Jesus. And I thought about the other picture. It's almost like the son of the CEO the next day comes and sits next to the clerk, the once clerk, and he receives the same pay just because he's got a relationship with the CEO, his father. It's almost that image is, you get the same reward, but just because you have a relationship with one person, you get that same reward. And then the last section, I just want to highlight two ideas, two principles. Jesus walks into this village, and there's a crowd, and there's two guys who's blind, who's just shouting out to Jesus, "Jesus, Jesus, heal me, heal us." And the crowd were trying to shut them down and say, "Listen, you're embarrassing yourself, don't do this." And they were shouting, they didn't care. And Jesus heard them, He went to them, and he said, "What can I do for you?" And the first principle is, Jesus didn't assume that He knew what their needs were. He didn't assume that they wanted Him to heal them. And they said, "We're blind, we want to see." And so Jesus healed them. And the amazing principle that stands out for me is that the blind men were so willing for Jesus to heal them. And sometimes I find myself, this is what stood out for me, I find myself in the comfort of pity. I find myself in the comfort of almost empathy, the empathy of people. And I'm not willing for that Jesus would heal me. And I really want to be at the place when I'm at my lowest, when I'm in that place where people are so empathize with me, and where I can feel I have almost the right to have pity on myself. I want to be in that place, and I want to be able to say, "Lord, I'm willing that You would heal me. I don't want to be comfortable in this place. I want to be healed by You." I want to be like those two blind men who shouts to Jesus, even though it's embarrassing, even though people would try and shut me up. I wanna shout to Jesus so that I can really receive healing and receive from Him. So I really hope that blessed you today. As I said, maybe some other things stood out for you. And let's continue through this journey and see what God reveals to you. Thank you very much.